In an effort to pack more content into our show, we've sped up the clues in our next game. But first, let's check in with our contestants. Emma, okay, so you built props for the Swiss consulate for a Dadaist happening called Funeral for the Death of Privacy?
Well, I had to build a palanquin, a litter, like what Cleopatra got carried on. Mm. But we had a pretty low budget, and I was running out of time, so I built it out of a lawn chair with 2x4s stuck through it, attached with rope, and then they carried a woman with an iPad strapped to her face. And I had to rent a casket.
You had to rent a casket?
Yeah, the director, he was like, Emma, for my vision, you know how directors are, I really want like a life-size, like an actual casket that maybe someone almost... you know, was dead in. And I was like, okay. So I found one.
Yeah.
And I went to pick it up. I didn't have a car. And so I called every car service in Brooklyn. And I was like, I need a minivan where the seats can go down because I have to transport something to Chinatown. Yeah. You know, and the guy on the phone says, sure, no problem. I have that. What are you carrying? And I said, it's 8 feet by 2.5 feet. See you in 5 minutes. And they pull up to me on a dark sidewalk in Brooklyn with a casket on a dolly covered in moving blankets. And he didn't say anything. He just looked at me and he's like, sure, this seems.
I'm sure he was like, so you want to dump this in the Gowanus? Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah,
like, no,
absolutely.
No, it's
yeah.
Good. Happens all the time.
Happens all the time.
You want me to bring it to the normal place?
That sounds amazing. Okay, Matt. Speaking of thinking outside the box, when it comes to your church services, you tend to kind of do things that are non-traditional. Can you elaborate on this?
Sure. There's a lot of creatives that attend and a lot of nerds that are really involved with our services. And so one of the more popular things we did was we did a 6-week message series on how your past doesn't define you, and we titled it Back to the Future. And so we found one of the like only existing DeLorean repairmen in the Northeast who like runs a DeLorean graveyard conveniently like a half mile from our church. And so like I went there and there were just DeLoreans everywhere, literally everywhere. And so I'm talking to him, I'm like, I need to borrow one of your DeLoreans for like 6 weeks. And he was like, yeah, I could do that. So we parked it in front of the church. Every Sunday we'd put the gullwing doors up. I got to drive it. It was incredible. I did not get it up to 88 miles an hour. I don't even know if they can go that fast. They're dogs. But it was a cool experience.
All right. Yeah. I feel like you guys have full lives. So we have an audio quiz for you. We'll play a clip of a celebrity, and you just have to tell us who it is. But the twist is we've run the clips through an audio filter to make them all sound like chipmunks. Emma, you won the last game, so you win this, and you're off to the final round. Matt, you need to win this, or you'll have to come up with a worse pun than Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel. Here we go. He was the voice of CNN, Mufasa, and Darth Vader.
Luke, I am your father.
Matt.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, that is correct. Name the Broadway actress who also appeared in Arrested Development.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Emma.
Liza Minnelli.
You got it. That is right.
I gotta say, you can recognize Liza's song stylings, even sped up.
Oh, yeah, like the New York part, yeah, especially. Right. Although, on that, it does make me think of, like, all the subway rats singing. Name this SNL cast member who frequently hits on Colin Jost during Weekend Update.
Nobody writes love letters anymore. Well... maybe you do, you sexy creamsicle.
Emma.
Leslie Jones.
Yeah. Sexy creamsicle, which is redundant. Name the British singer breaking up with you in this song. Really? Puzzle Guru Archung, do you want to step in here?
It's a female singer who was also rolling in the deep.
Oh.
Emma.
Adele.
Adele is correct. Oh.
Well done.
Name the actor arguing with Anthony Hopkins in this clip from Thor.
While you wait and be patient, the Nine Realms laugh at us. The old ways are done, you'd stand giving speeches while Asgard falls.
You are a vain, greedy, cruel boy!
You are an old man and a fool!
Emma.
Tom Hiddleston. Oh, no, the other one. Chris. No,
that was your first answer. Sorry, we can't accept that.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. I have to see if Matt can steal.
Chris Hemsworth.
That is correct, yeah. This is your last clue. Name this Austrian actor turned politician turned actor.
I'll be back.
Emma.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That is correct, yes. All right, Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Emma. You won both games, and you're moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Emma in our final round at the end of the show, and we'll talk to Carrie Boucher, who stars in a series about computer pioneers from the 80s and 90s. It's crazy to think that computers were once the size of buildings, and now they fit in our pockets and are way more powerful. And what do we do with these pocket-sized supercomputers? We take pictures of our food. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.